Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Once again, that's the sound of rock cracking. And what's cracking in the political field this week? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on today's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. Glad to have our new listeners. Glad to have everybody listening this week. And does Donald Trump know where his poll numbers are? This is toward the end of August. Here we are, and Donald Trump, some places down 10 points in battleground states like Virginia, battleground states, even like he's having trouble in Georgia. Georgia shouldn't be a battleground state. So what's going on? Is Donald Trump getting the message? Is he staying on message? We're going to talk about that. But more than that, he reached out to a community that nobody's heard him reach out to before. Last week in Wisconsin, he said this.
The main victims of these riots are law-abiding African-American citizens living in these neighborhoods. It's their job, it's their homes, it's their schools and communities which will suffer the most as a result. There's no compassion in tolerating lawless conduct. Crime and violence is an attack on the poor and will never be accepted in a Trump administration.
And now Donald Trump went on and he talked about how the Democratic-controlled cities, inner cities across America have been mostly Democratic-controlled for over 50 years. And the Democratic Party has failed the inner cities. He pointed this out, reaching out to the African-American community. Can Donald Trump get votes from the African-American community? Well, we're going to talk about that in just a minute. And we got some clips from Fox News, a panel discussion that we can go through, listen. I think it was a good idea of what's going on in the minds of American people, of what Donald Trump means when he reaches out to the African-American community. And we'll play that in just a minute. But first, what I want to do is tell you about some of the things that are going on in this campaign that some people haven't noticed. And some of those things are, number one, Trump is still drawing big crowds. Now, when you look at the Real Clear Politics poll numbers and averages, it seems like Donald Trump has dug a hole that's hard to get, that's going to be impossible to get out of. If you listen to the media, it's like they smell a little blood and like an animal, they go after that. But more than that, they have become so biased. And we've talked about here on this show, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, how the media can take something. I read on one of the news networks an article about how the Republican senators are starting to warm up to Judge Garland. Now, who's Judge Garland? He's the judge that Barack Obama wants to go through Senate hearings and be our next Supreme Court justice. Of course, the Republicans have said, no, we're stopping it. But now they're running these articles. Now, who's doing this? How many Republicans say, let's stop, let's go ahead and confirm Garland for President Obama? It's not going to happen, but yet they run these articles. Again, it's like the press is trying to stomp on anything positive. They don't want Republicans to get any kind of traction. They want to win the Senate. They know they probably can't get the House, but they really want to win the Senate and put Hillary in the White House. And guess what? They are working. I mean, you might as well pay the mainstream media with the Democratic money, because they're getting Democratic press. And there's an article. Did you know how many people who are related in the news business are related to top Democratic people in this administration? It's unbelievable. You know, it's not sleeping with the enemy, it's sleeping with the friends, I guess, because administration officials are married to heads and high ups in many of the mainstream media organizations. So is there collusion? Well, we talked about the bias. It's out there. But that one of the underlying things that even the media can't get is the absolute happiness, the people who want to get behind Donald Trump, who were behind him in the Republican campaign, they are out there. They are working hard. The thing is, many of them have not been through campaigns before, and it's not as organized as the Republicans have been in the past. We've seen that where Donald Trump has added new people to his top campaign team just last week. And will that help get his boat settled and righted and keep it from trying to dip and sink? Well, we're going to have to wait and see. I believe this is what I've noticed the last week or two. Donald Trump has stayed on message, very much so. He's not only stayed on message, but it looks like he's using a teleprompter, and he is starting to get across one thing. And what I said, he's got to look and act reasonable. He doesn't have to be a superstar. He just needs to look sensical and reasonable against Hillary Clinton, one of the poorest candidates ever. Look at her emails. Look how people know she lies to them. They agree that she lies to them. The Democrats just love her for lying, and they're not going to, nothing's going to dissuade most of them of their votes. But I'm telling you, she's a weak candidate, be a very weak president, in a way to turn this country in a direction continuing in like a third term of Barack Obama. And so that's why we need the ticket of change. That is the Trump-Pence ticket. But I told you we're going to play this in a little while, the Fox News talking about Donald Trump reaching out to the African-American population. But let me remind you some of what Don King said, the boxing promoter, at the Republican National Convention. When I picked that, now you can't get this on YouTube or anything. It's an exclusive right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. But listen what Don King said.
The general. You make noise in the east and you strike in the west. They don't tell him what he's going to do. He's already said if he creates a new system, we damn sure ain't going to let him create a new system where he's going to keep that woman out.
You will get African Americans to vote for Donald Trump.
Yes. That's what they told me when I had it for George Walker Bush. It ain't no difference. The same scene being played all over. They told me that. You know what they did? They put out a wanted bill on Ed Gillespie, wanted dead or alive. And they want to hang me in effigy, you know, for how can you come to this community talking about George Walker Bush? But when I explained it to them, they understood.
Why should black people vote for Donald Trump?
You voting for a new system. You ain't voting for Donald Trump. No vote. That's what you get out of that. That's another fix in your mind. Listen, you're voting for a new system. You're voting for a new system, and we'll tear the system apart. Not Donald Trump. Donald Trump represents that message of creating a new system. He's going out there. Don't get fooled by, you know, the visualization of the color. Because you ain't voting for Donald Trump. You're voting against yourself to be recognized and included. You're not included. You're not included.
How is Donald Trump confusing the African American vote? How is Donald Trump confusing the African American vote?
Because I'm going to get it for him.
We got to go now.
How come?
Because he's creating a new system. And the new system is what counts. Nothing else. The system excludes white women and people of color. And so he said we will create a new system, then we're going to be included, because right now we are not included. The white woman or people of color.
Thank you, Mr. Right now, we're
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Don King, the African-American boxing promoter, legend. And did you hear what he said? When somebody asked him, why don't you vote for Donald Trump? He said, you're not voting for Donald Trump. You're voting for a new system. Now, all the unrest we've seen across America, all the unrest in the inner cities, and 7.5 years of Barack Obama, we've had 50 years of Democratic rule in most of these the big cities of America. And what does Don King say? He said, you're not included. You're not included in this system. You vote for Trump, it's not Trump, you're voting for a new system. Now, if you want African-American votes, and Donald Trump, I hope you listen very closely, Don King told you the secret, the key to getting African-American votes is you're not voting for Donald Trump, you're voting for a new system. And that's, I know in my hometown right now in Tupelo, Mississippi, we're having a lot of discussion now because there's a lot of African Americans who don't feel like they're part of the system. They want to change things. Some of them want violence. I hope we don't have violence here. But I'm telling you, that is what Don King is tapping into that I hadn't heard anybody else say on the floor, off the floor, anywhere. But Don King said, you're not voting for Donald Trump when he's trying to help the inner city and the African-American vote. He's saying you're voting for a new system if you don't feel like you've been represented, and you don't. And so many of my African-American friends, they tell me, you know, there's frustration, there's anger out there, people don't feel like they're getting a fair shake. Where is justice? Well, justice is in the new system of change, and that doesn't come from Hillary Clinton. The new system of change is coming from Donald Trump if he gets elected. Yes, lobbyists are scared. Yes, the old time alliances are scared in the Democrat and Republican Party, and that should reassure the African Americans who say, well, I've never voted Republican. Well, Donald Trump does represent a new system. And Don King just nailed it. Nobody else has. Donald Trump represents a new system. You're not voting for Trump, you're voting for a system that will include you and women and minorities. If you don't believe me, vote for Donald Trump and give him a chance. Well, Don King nailed that, and I hope somebody will get the message. If Donald Trump wants to get into the African-American vote, that's one of the things he can do, is talk about the new system where everyone will be included. Wow. Well, but we have some clips of some other African-Americans that we're going to play in the second half of the show. Before we get there, I do have to tell you, we'll have presidential debates coming up. They're going to set some times and dates for that. We have, as far as what's going on in politics, the race for the U.S. Senate. Democrats feel like if they can get Hillary in the White House, they'll have enough votes and coattails to take the Senate away from the Republicans. Wow. I mean, that is breathtaking when you think about a sweep of power. And right now, the Republican House and Senate's the only thing keeping the left-wingers halfway in check. They're really not doing a good job because they're giving everything the left-wingers want. And as far as money for their left-wing projects, they're getting everything. So the only way the Republicans stand a chance to get this nation turned around is they have to have the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. There's no way to get rid of Obamacare unless you got all three. It has to be done. Now, one of the things that I do want to make sure you understand is Supreme Court justices, we've talked about that before, we know who Hillary Clinton will appoint. They're going to be highly left-wingers, just like Obama appointed. And then the one for sure, and two or three others likely to come up, if nothing else, it's worth voting for Trump Pence ticket just for the Supreme Court. But there is leadership. The lack of leadership that we see now around the world, that is why the Trump Pence ticket, the ticket of change, Don King said, it's a new system. If you don't feel like you've been included, if you feel like nobody's listening to you, you remember what Donald Trump said. He said, I am your voice. And that's the message that will even ring true in the African-American community when people will listen and with hope understand what Don King said. We're not voting for Donald Trump. You're voting for a new system. Get that message out into the inner cities. Now, I do want to play a clip. Now, this is from a couple years ago after midterm elections. And Louisiana State Representative Ebert Gilroy had, now he switched from the Democrats to Republicans, and he made this tape for the Black Conservative Fund. But what he was doing was saying what's going on for the Democratic Party. Take a listen to this.
What you're about to hear is shocking, even for the sad swamp of Democrat politics here in Louisiana. The Black Conservatives Fund obtained footage at a private gathering of the Democrat faithful where the mayor of Opelousas suggests that people vote twice. He may not be a household name in most of America, not yet anyway, but Don Craven Sr. is part of the Louisiana Democrat establishment. His son, Don Cravens Jr., is Mary Landrieu's chief of staff. And he was there at the event where his father suggested that people vote twice.
That's the kind of progress that we want in our politics. That's why you need leadership. That's why you need someone who knows how to do business. And that's why I'm asking that you go out tomorrow and vote number 99. If you already voted, go vote again tomorrow.
Why urge people to commit voter fraud? The answer is not only simple, it is simply disgraceful. Democrats like Mary Landrieu and President Obama have no record of accomplishment to show Black voters. Let me correct that. The Democrats have no record of accomplishment to show any voters, which is why they were so roundly defeated in the midterm elections across America. But the Democrat failures have been particularly acute for the Black community. And so Mr. Cravens has to suggest to this crowd of Democrats that they vote twice.
If you already voted, go vote again tomorrow.
However, I'm thankful that Louisiana has two things in place that help reduce the risk of the voter fraud. One is a Republican administration in charge of the election process. The second safeguard is something we are blessed with here in Louisiana, and that more Americans deserve: voter ID laws to protect the integrity of elections. The Black Conservatives Fund will continue to help protect Louisiana and the entire nation from the Democrats' failures.
Paid for by Black Conservatives Fund, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Now, even though that was a couple years ago, we're in 2016 in a presidential election year, I want you to hear from a Democrat who's turned Republican. And when I was at the Republican National Convention, I ran into State Senator Gilroy, and he is running for U.S. Congress now. But and he's in an election with there's a lot of folks running in Louisiana. They don't have Republican Democrat, just throw y'all in one big race. And so he is actually running for U.S. Congress. So I wish him good luck. But when I was there and talked to him, he said there's one he can say in one word why he turned from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. You know what that one word is? Well, I'm going to tell you right after the break here. First, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. Glad to have you during this election year. We got some things that we put up on our show you won't hear anywhere else. We're glad you're listening to us. We hope you have a little fun as we put things together and you learn. But more important, we want you motivated. That's one reason we're on the air. One reason week after week we put a show together, because I want you motivated to get this country moving toward more freedom, more liberty, and we're losing liberty. We're losing our freedoms, religious freedoms, freedom of Second Amendment. We're losing those things. And if Hillary Clinton is elected, I just don't even have words to tell you what direction this country will go in so fast. The only way to turn it around is to vote for the Trump-Pence ticket. That's the only way. Any other vote or not voting, all you're doing is helping Hillary. So I do want to remind you that as we do this show, it's to get you excited. It's to get you educated, but excited to be out there and be an activist for more liberty and more freedom. We got to change directions. We're losing our freedoms. We're losing our liberties. We got to change directions. Remember that as you listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And don't forget, we got a book. Go to the front page there. The book called Bedrock Truth. And order that book. Get one for your liberal friends, too. Now, told you that Louisiana State Senator Ebert Gilroy, talked to him at the Republican National Convention. He said he can tell me in one word why he switched from the Republican Party, from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. That one word, values. And speaking of values, and next month, I'll be going to the Values Voters. They have every year the Value Voters Summit in Washington, D.C. Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise, but, you know, they have risen in Louisiana and Mississippi and terrible flooding there. And we do want to continue in prayer for those, and those are helping and sending. There's a lot of across the nation centers gathering clothes and supplies to send to Louisiana and there's parts of Mississippi. Where I am, we're not flooded, so we're okay, thank goodness. But there's people hurting, so be sure to help out in those situations. But I do want you to know, as we continue the show, is make sure you are getting excited to get into this election. It doesn't have to be about Trump. It's like Don King said, it's not about Trump, it's about being included in a new system. So let's get that new system in place, and it's called the Trump-Pence ticket. Now, I told you there were some clips from Fox News, and they were discussing what Donald Trump had said as he's reaching out to the African-American community. So let me play some of that, and I'll jump in. I got some comments I want to make, but let's play that clip right here.
I've got to go to you, Juan. What are your thoughts? Did Trump change your mind at all last night in Milwaukee?
No, I mean, I know Trump for what he is. I mean, Trump is speaking to white fears and anxiety and resentment, especially in the aftermath of the riots. So he didn't deliver that speech, for example, in Milwaukee. He goes 40 miles outside and speaks to a 95% white community. And then he starts speaking about the kind of misbehavior. Now, where he would have appealed to the black community is when he starts to say, hey, the Democrats, what have they done in Milwaukee? What have they done in other big cities? What about improving the schools? What about real policy change? Now, there I thought he might have something to say, but don't forget, Eric, this is a guy who was tweeting, oh yeah, black people kill most white people in America. Sorry, that's not true. Here's the guy who said President Obama, he wasn't born here, he's a birther, you know, and this is ridiculous. And so he has no reservoir of good faith, not only in the black community, but in the Latino community.
Right, so you
now, that was Juan Williams of Fox News, and I think he summed up, it's going to be hard for Donald Trump to get any African-American vote. And I played Ebert Gilroy, and I got some what he thought about the Clintons and why African-Americans should not vote for Hillary Clinton. I'm going to play that toward the end of the show, but I just wanted you to hear basically what Juan Williams said every time. Some people think, hey, we can get Trump because he's a job creator. He should be able to get some African-American vote. He's not getting traction because most or 95% of the black population is not listening to Donald Trump. So how do you get them to listen? What can you say? Well, Juan Williams helped him say and talk about the failing schools. Talk about what you're going to do with the community and the schools. So Donald Trump should not give up on the African-American vote. But he needs to get in there, and he needs a new message. He needs a message of change that is good and not the same old, same old. If everything remains the same, why would anybody in the inner cities today want everything to remain the same? Yet that's who Hillary Clinton represents, remaining the same. It's time to vote for change. If you don't like what's going on, vote for change. That's the American way. Well, that I wanted to play that clip of what Juan Williams, of course, he's African-American, for those who don't know Juan Williams, and that was his thoughts about Donald Trump. Now, what I want to do is play Louisiana State Senator Ebert Gilroy as when he was telling me why black people should not vote for Hillary Clinton. Take a listen to what he told me in an exclusive interview right with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics.
Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton during the 1990s created two problems for the black community. First, they created the NAFTA trade agreement that took millions and millions of jobs away from the black communities and sent them to places like Honduras and Mexico. The second thing that she did was the worst thing. They passed these laws of three strikes that you're out, sending a lot of young people to jail for small infractions, but they sent them from jail to jail for long periods of time, and that devastated. It helped to create this 70% black illegitimate rate and took millions of young men out of their homes, sent them to prisons where they could not stay home and take care of their families. That was devastating for our community.
Now, you're not going to hear that conversation on CNN or NBC or CBS. But Louisiana State Senator Ebert Gilroy is explaining why African-Americans should not be voting for Hillary Clinton for president. And he made a lot of points there that what the Clintons have done and being a part of devastating these inner cities. So he has turned from a Democrat to a Republican. Why? You remember he told me, he said one word, values, and the values of the Republican Party. And that goes back to my book that I wrote with Alveda King and Dr. Alex McFarland and called Bedrock Truths. Values is what has made America great. Moral values, values of friendship, values of trust, values of handshakes, saying we can get this deal done. Those are things that are fast going away. And is America getting better? I mean, look what's going on with the riots in Milwaukee and unrest in all the cities. Even like I said, in my hometown, Tupelo, Mississippi, what is going on? Why is all this anger, especially in young black men and women, anger? And Don King said, don't vote for Donald Trump, vote for a new system. Who can get that message out that there is a new system coming if you will get out and vote? Black lives matter. Well, all lives matter. Black lives matter is nothing more than a group of socialist communists who want to again destroy the Judeo-Christian values on which this nation was founded. Go look at the founders of Black Lives Matter. They talk about getting rid of the family, the nuclear family, the husband and wife and child. They want any combination. They don't want anything of the past. They want something that's so new that it's you know, there's no morals at all in what they want. And so where does that leave America? We need a new system, but it's not Black Lives Matter. We need a new system for everybody under the United States Constitution. And Donald Trump, the Trump-Pence ticket, has the plan. So what is that? And today's show just ending up, I would like to get more clips and we'll come back and follow up on this show. But there are people in the African-American community who are hurting. I talk to them. I know. And yet they cling on to the promises of the Democratic Party. They've had the epitome of all the Democratic power when Barack Obama was elected. He was elected with an unstoppable House of Representatives and a filibuster free. They had enough votes where there could be no filibusters in the Senate. The Republicans, in other words, had no way to stop anything that the Democrats wanted. They couldn't stop it. It could not be stopped. And they barely got Obamacare through. There's some Democrats who voted against it. So, but what happened is once they had all that power, they could do anything they want. But they did not make life change in the inner city for the African-American population. There's hurt there. There's disappointment. And if I was a psychologist, I'd say they don't want to put their anger toward the first African-American president. So therefore, they're acting out. I don't know. I can't put a finger on it except for what Don King said. People feel like they're not included. And why would somebody who feels like they're not included vote for Hillary Clinton, who's going to continue the same? And that's the message, Don King's message. Donald Trump represents not who you vote for. He represents the new system that you vote for. So get that word out in the African-American community, to the minority communities, Latinos, others who have been strong Democratic supporters. Why support those who are keeping you perpetual poverty? It's perpetual poverty in these inner cities across America. It's a time for change. Look at the Trump-Pence ticket if you want change. If you want things to remain the same, just hug Hillary and continue going downhill fast toward the bottom. All right, this is Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, another show. We're wrapping it up. So I'll tell you this, that next week we'll continue looking at the election. We're working on some shows. And like I said, I'll be going to the Value Voters Conference in D.C. next month, trying to get you insights and things that you won't see anywhere else. So until next week, it's Doc Holliday signing off. We will be here next week for another show. Remember, send this show out to your friends, your neighbors, those interested in politics, and those who are not sure about this election. Make sure your African-American friends get to hear this show and let them know there's people like State Senator Ebert Gilroy, who in Louisiana has switched parties because he's going to the party with values. Remember, we're not voting for Trump as much as we're voting for a new system. That's what Don King says. So get that word out, and I will see you next week. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.